You're playing a freaking air guitar.
One of the greatest guitarists ever born. Right here. Warren Haynes. One of the greatest of all time.
All right, who's the guitarist that plays a guitar that can sing a song with his guitar, can play a song and sounds like he's actually singing it? Come on, man.
Frampton?
There you go.
Yeah. But that was synthesized, just so you know. Oh. That wasn't just the guitar talking.
Okay.
Anyway. So, Warren Haynes.
Before we get to our buddy Brandon from Gio's Pizza here, I have to play this because the 618 made a great call. He's like, you guys love Trump so much. Being facetious. He's being facetious.
Oh, okay,
right?
Good.
So I wanted to...
We hate them both. Go ahead. We really do.
This is one of his best all-time besides Missouri.
But Hillary Moore.
Besides Missouri. How about that? How's your teams? Yeah. You know, how are they going to be?
You're going to do some good things.
Yeah. We only got one.
Go ahead.
Listen.
Right? We know that, right? So, I know a lot about Pennsylvania.
Of course,
and
he
it's
knows
great.
Everything.
How's Joe Paterno?
He's
we gonna bring
dead.
That back?
Oh, my right? God.
How about that whole deal?
Did you not hear that one before?
No.
You got to be kidding me. That was one of my all-time favorites.
Where did he say that?
In Pittsburgh. He's making a big speech.
What was the point? Why was he knocking Pennsylvania?
He went to school.
I went to school in this state, right? We know that, right?
Same place my daughter went.
I know a lot about Pennsylvania, and it's great. How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring
He's
that back?
He's dead for 2 years.
What's the relevance?
I think what he could potentially be talking about is bringing the statue back that they took down after the Sandusky deal.
I don't think he's saying that.
Nobody knows what the hell he's talking about.
I think he's dumping on... There must have been some factions from Penn State that said something counter to his mission.
I just think
he has to lash back at anybody that goes counter to his mission.
I just think he's such a crazy freak show.
He is. He's insane.
Hey, how about Joe? He's not coming back. What do you think, Jesus?
Let's sell some pizza, and then we're going to sell some trivia. And the prize is going to be pizza from this next gentleman we're going to talk to. So take it away, MVR.
Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for waking up early. When we talked last, was it Saturday, I said, hey, Brandon, let me talk a little bit about you and come on the air and tell
Time
me.
Time to make the pizza.
Let's get some Gia's going on here. So I wanted to just ask you a few questions, and I would imagine you're sleeping about 45 minutes ago. Because I think when I was there, he talked into his little microphone, Siri, and said, hey, wake me up at 6:20.
Okay, perfect.
And it worked. So I was talking to everybody about your special pizzas because I think that you guys have some unique sauces and what makes Gia's so unique to Oakville and to O'Fallon, Illinois, is what you guys do. So tell us a little bit of how you make your pizzas, your vegetables, and how
we're talking about the sauces.
Okay.
Well, our sauce is unique. It's got a sweet flavor to it. It's one of those when you bite into it, your thought is, I haven't had anything like that before.
Tomato-based?
It's tomato-based sauce, so mm-hmm. Our signature sauce has got a sweet red tomato flavor to it, and it's, I think, very good. Most people think it's good. A few years later, we realized not everybody likes the sweet sauce, so we developed a few other flavors. We have one we call traditional, which is your more savory, and then we have one that's called jalapeno marinara that's got a spice to it.
I like that one.
Adiabata.
I like that one.
That's right.
Yeah. And then we even have a garlic butter that we can use instead. So we've got four sauces that are pretty popular.
And tell us a little bit about your chicken wings, why they're so different than everybody else's.
I tell you what, I've been there 9 years, and I can still eat the wings every day.
What do you weigh?
What do I weigh? I weigh 185.
That's pretty good for a guy hanging around that food all the time.
I was waiting for you to say
260.
No.
And... The majority of the weight I've gained is more because of my wife's cooking than it is because of Gia's pizza.
Nice.
But our wings are really good. They are.
Do you brine your? Hold on. Do you brine your wings before you cook them?
No, everything's baked.
It's baked. No, they don't have a fryer.
No, I said brine. You know, okay. Where they put it in a salt solution.
Yes.
You don't do that.
We do not do that. Okay. It's a baked wing, and even though it's baked, it's still got a good crispy flavor to it.
Nice.
So
I'll test that. And the French dip sandwich.
During the Super Bowl, so a lot every year.
And the French dip sandwich is one of my favorites. The salads are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And there's two locations.
The salad's good. I like to make the joke that our house dressing's got a sweet flavor to it as well. Sweet's a little bit of a theme. I joke that the house dressing is kind of like liquid crack. Once you try it, that's all you want.
Hey, how you doing?
I like
and,
that.
Hey, I'm going to segue off of that crack. You know, Missouri has now dropped to the third highest ranked state with meth. They used to be number one. Now they're only number three.
Oh, well, they got to step it up.
I know, man.
Let's
we
go.
More crack.
I don't want to lose that number one ranking in anything.
I know. Well, we are still in crime per capita, murders per capita.
Oh, good, okay.
All right, back to Gia's. So Gia's has been open in Oakville. I know Gia's today has some super specials when it comes to your buckets of beer and a pizza, but we can't mention how much it is. But it
why
is,
not?
You can't. You just on the airs, you can't tell it. But
even if it's a special?
It could be a 20 plus two. No, that's not true.
Let him talk.
Yeah, we can't sit on there, but let's just say it's special.
It's a special.
We've got daily specials every day for whatever you're looking for. If you want a couple pizzas and appetizer or a pizza and a salad, or, you know, if you're looking for a deal, call us. We've got it for you.
All right, so let me ask you a question. This is really near and dear to me, okay? One of the things, and I'm going to get beat up on the text for this, but one of the things I have a tough time with here. You can't order too many pizzas in Greater St. Louis without getting pounded with Provel cheese. Do you guys use Provel? Well, do you use mozzarella? Do you use provolone? What do you use?
We are mozzarella.
No Provel?
No Provel at all.
Right. I'm going. I'm in.
It's not for us.
Thick or thin?
Both.
Oh, I'm going. I'm in.
I know. It's down by my house. I will take you down
I don't
there.
Want to go to your house.
Okay. But, Doc, you're Brandon, I'm sure you don't listen to the show because you didn't know we even had a show until
right.
I talked to you.
Right.
But Dr. Woody Bender.
Anyway, so.
Dr. Woody Bender is one of our frequent texters. That's just one good question for our,
you
our
really
buddy
want
Brandon.
To, you really want to ask this
He
to
wanted
Brandon?
Me to ask him is, do does he feel, does Brandon feel that peaches are good for robin feeding to other gentlemen?
Oh, my God. Don't even answer that, Brandon. Don't even answer that. You know what the problem is? It's not the text that we get from Dr. Woody Bender. That's fine. It's the fact that MVR reads them.
Yeah, that's my
that's
problem.
That's the problem.
That's a deal.
Text all you want. But that's what, you know, you go through those dozens and dozens of texts, and those are the ones you always pick.
Because I think they're the funniest.
I do.
Well, Brandon, thank you. We will definitely keep promoting Gia's. And today's winner of the trivia question will get a 14-inch pizza to...
Get 14 inches from Brandon.
That's Gia's pizza, not
right.
from Brandon.
Okay.
Let's make sure that's the
so
case.
So, Brandon, just real quick, give us the two addresses, and then we're going to blow you out.
The one in Oakville is 5441 Telegraph. It is about a mile south of 255.
Yeah.
And the one in O'Fallon, Illinois, is on the corner of State and Lincoln in old downtown O'Fallon.
Do you run both?
I do.
You do. You're the man.
He's the GM.
He's bringing in some coin, baby.
I'll tell you. He's also got – they also deliver. I want to make sure that everybody knows you can all –
Yeah, but
they
he
also
doesn't
deliver.
Do the deliveries.
Thank you. Free delivery.
Free delivery.
But Brandon doesn't do the deliveries.
Yeah, he
Brandon, might in a pinch.
He'll do anything.
If
he'll
I'm delivering, anything. Something went wrong.
All right. Brandon Burris from Gia's Pizza, thanks so much for coming on, and you just got yourself a new customer. That's me, so I will be
thanks
there.
Thanks for your time, gentlemen.
Thanks, man.
You guys. See you, Brandon.
Brandon Burris.
All right.
314-880-0808, that is the number. He seems to have all the ingredients that work for me. He's got real cheese. He's got thick or thin. And I want to try that sweet sauce. I like a little sugar in my tomatoes. Yeah.
So, you know.
Not sweet like, you know, like,
I've had
like Cherry's Jubilee. It's just got a little sweetness to
I've
it.
Had them all, and they're really good. They got some unique. I like the jalapeno-based one. That's a little
well, like
that's
I say,
a little bite.
Like I say all the time, big or small, we look at them all.
That's right. Okay.
That's right.
Time for trivia.
All right, time for trivia.
We didn't treat any trivia like da-da-da-da, trivia time. I just did it.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, do it again. We'll make it official.
Da-da-da-da, trivia time.
314-880-0808. Here is the question. MVR, I'm going to ask you a pre-question to my question. O.J. Simpson wore what number?
32.
That's right. And he won the Heisman.
Buffalo Bills.
Right. Oh, he won the Heisman in 68 with USC, famously. But when he, in his rookie season with the Bills,
yeah,
only that season,
yeah,
he didn't wear 32 because 32 was taken.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that had it wasn't giving it up. So the question is, what number did O.J. wear his rookie season? Full season with the Buffalo Bills in 69.
I'm not going to answer that one, but that's your question.
314-880-0808 to win a 14-inch pie. What? No. Don't.
Oh.
If you whisper it loud, they can still hear it, and that guess was wrong. He just guessed 23, and that's wrong. Anyway, 314-880-0808 for a 14-inch pizza of your choosing. at the newly acclaimed Great Gia's Pizza in Oakville and O'Fallon, Illinois. Give us a call right now while you're ticking away on your keypad trying to figure out what was OJ's uniform number his first year with the Buffalo Bills, his rookie season, which was not...
Don't tell him what it is.
Which was not a great season. It wasn't until a year or two afterwards where he kicked it into gear and became the star that he was before he became the murderer that he was. But anyway, that's...
Alleged.
Oh, yeah, right. The glove didn't fit after he took those pills to make his hands grow.
It doesn't fit, you must
If the glove don't
quit.
Fit, you must acquit. 6:44 here on a Tuesday morning, the beginning of our work week, because the mole hole is here on the Monday. We'd like to get him to maybe do a crossover show with us, maybe join us for an hour one morning. He sounds pretty sharp.
I like when Plaza joined us for a little while, too, last week. That was
interesting. But his content was kind of disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's just the next show that bleeds into here. So I would like for my Uncle Randy to call. If you're listening, Uncle Randy, call.
The plumber.
The plumber.
Josephine the plumber.
We still have the problem. We still have the problem.
Come on, guys. Look it up. 314-880-0808. What was OJ's uniform number the only time in his college and pro career he didn't wear 32? Yeah, and there's not a lot of pictures on Google showing that. So let's see if anybody has the knowledge to get this done.
I would doubt it.
I would too.
I've got people obviously texting in.
And when the phone rings...
If it does.
Because it's all text answers, which they don't realize. They're not going to win anything from a text. Whoever finally calls in will have the right answer because it's taking way too long to look this thing up. What are you humming?
I am just watching and reading. Well, the texts are coming.
Got it. All right. Well, let's continue on.
No, you're right. Ray King. I want to just be absolutely honest. Tim did a Gallup poll on Facebook page asking people that shows they would like hypothetically for a new lineup at 590. Not many people picked you two.
I wouldn't expect them to.
I wouldn't either. Why? Who would? You know what? And we're debating even to do it still.
Right.
Because it's 5 to 7 means I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to try to find content to talk to whoever wants to listen. So you know what? I didn't see it, but. Get some support so you guys can stick around. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. But you know what? We have support. We have sponsors that pay. We've got it.
Here's the other deal, okay? I don't know what the fan polls are going to say, but I know that station management is pretty jacked up about the reaction we get with the downloads of the segment. Over 60,000 2 weeks in a row. And you know, the 20 or 30 listeners we have live. And it adds up.
It does. It's revenue to the new contract. And you know, whatever Tim decides to do. And we are 100% on board with that, no matter if we are part of it or if we're not part of it. They're going to make it successful. And you know what? At the end of the day, we'll still be successful.
Right. And you know what else? This is the Lord's truth.
Oh, thank you.
This is the Lord's truth.
Okay.
If they want us to do a show on 590, yeah, we'll probably do it. If they don't, it's okay. Yeah. There'll be no hurt feelings. I'll be totally fine going back to my other endeavors, and it's not a problem.
Buy me out.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got 6 years and 10 months left on a contract.
Something like that.
But that has nothing to do with what I just said. This is a show about nothing, which we've demonstrated.
Yes.
And therefore, if you lose nothing, nothing.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's no big deal.
You can just listen to Amy Lartz for a couple more hours.
Yeah, you can listen to A-Law Radio. Okay, and if you didn't know what her Twitter name is, just listen to her show for 4 minutes. You'll hear it 8 times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your support, Ray Kingston. We appreciate that. You want us to stick around? We will stick around.
No worries whatsoever. Let's go to the lines.
Screw the haters. I like the show, and I think it's 10 times better. I'm not going to go there. But
no, don't say that. Don't say that.
There's the one that pays our bills.
That's right. All right, let's go to line one. Is that what we're on? Line one. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you must have the answer because it took you too long to get it. Hello, Tom.
36. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm fine, Tom. And you? Great. Good chatting. I'm sorry. What's your guess?
36.
36 is correct. Ding, ding, ding. You got it, my man.
There goes Walt.
Now, did you find it online or did you remember? Tell the truth. We don't care.
I looked it up.
Good. That's all right.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's how it works. Where do you live, Tom?
I'm not. South County.
He's going to go to Gia's in Oakville.
Perfect. All right, we'll check it out.
You got it.
All right, Tom, stay on the line, and Peyton will get your information, and we'll get that gift certificate out to you.
I'll put it in the mail today.
Today.
All right.
All right, Macarena.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
That's good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Three guys hung up.
OJ's number is 36. OJ's number is 36. OJ's number is 74.
What's that mean? That's got to have some other meaning.
74.
Was that the combined age of the two victims?
I don't know, but it's got nothing to do with anywhere why a running back could have a number 74. Maybe he didn't know. Who would be another professional football player named OJ? Did you say OJ Simpson or did you say OJ?
I said Simpson.
Okay.
But Otis Anderson was known as OJ.
Yeah, he was a St. Louis Cardinals. They went to the New York Giants and won a Super Bowl up
there. No, but when I went to college with him.
What?
I went to school with him.
Get out of here.
He was 2 years ahead of me. Played basketball with him all the time, number 47. That's what he wore at UM. And he was known as OJ. But his name wasn't Orenthal James.
But here was OJ.
It was Otis, whatever the J stood for.
But here was OJ Anderson, too.
He was.
Woody would like to.
Jesus, why don't you just make it his show?
I would love for him to come in.
He won't come in. How can he show his face after all the stuff he says?
I would love for him to. Guys, could you please play in the next outro the Disney Aladdin song? I like to pretend I'm riding on Goldie's magic carpet.
Yeah. You don't need the song to do that, buddy.
You can just come on in and ride it anyway.
Yeah, no question about it.
Oh, my mom is so embarrassed of the show.
That's all right.
I know. I tell your mom that she's. You've got to stop acting like that. This is just who I am.
It's no worries. So I have a question for you. You put a thing up on our Facebook page, which, by the way, for the handful of people out there that enjoy the show, we don't care what you say in polls about bringing us to 590, but we would greatly appreciate some likes on Facebook if you have any degree of like about us. If you just click that on there. I think we're up to 106. And then this morning when we wanted to see what Amy Lawrence looked like, I pulled up her Facebook page. You know how many she has? Hello, McFly.
20,000 or something?
16,000.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
Okay, but she's been doing it for years. We've been doing it for 2 months.
Well, she's overnight with Amy Lawrence. 20 million listeners. Listen, did you hear today? Here's her show coming in today. And I try to flip around between... I literally, my ADD takes me from Fox News, Headline News, CNN... I go to the 590. I try to get 1490. The signal's not on. I go to 1120, 550. And last case scenario, I go to 920. Just because I know it's Amy. And today, I mean, it's usually she's NBA, NBA, NBA. You know what she's talking about today?
Tipping.
Tips.
Because there was nothing nationally interesting that happened last night in sports.
So, yeah, that's why we do a show about nothing. Because at 5 a.m., there's nothing really to talk about. Because we do not know because we went to bed early.
You say we like we went to bed together.
It doesn't matter. Sometimes we do.
All right, but before we wrap up, you put a thing on our Facebook page. You made a post about is it really advantageous for somebody to put toilet paper down on the seat when they're in a public men's room or ladies' room for that matter?
We got Benghazi released. We can talk about it after this, but go ahead.
We're not going to have time.
I got time. I got it actually pulled up.
So what you sent me said, truth be told, or what you put on the website, on the Facebook page, is truth be told, this is not the best approach at all, putting paper on the seat. Actually, you should never lay toilet paper down on the seat because the toilet seats in themselves are cleverly designed. For a long time, people thought the seats were covered in germs and nasties, and people could pick up all kinds of gastrointestinal infections or even worse things for them. But given their special shape and their particularly smooth surfaces, toilet seats actually prevent bacteria from settling on them. In addition, germs cannot multiply on bare skin, so mere contact with a toilet seat is not that bad. After all, toilet paper on the hand is a completely different story, and the writer of this goes on to say how the microbes and the germs that fly around in the air, they settle in the roll of toilet paper, and you actually have a better chance of picking up some kind of disease from that than you could from putting the paper down. But on the other hand, let's see here. He talks about electric hand dryers. So electric hand dryers stir up in the air in the room and thereby launch microbes and viral particles into the air all over the room. Secondly, after washing hands.
Jesus.
Hold on.
No.
There are often residual germs. Your best alternative is paper towels. So here's the part I don't get. If the germs settle in the toilet paper from the microbes that fly around the room, then why is it okay to use the paper towels, which would have the exact same impact?
Because what you do is you pull out the first paper towel, you throw it away, and the one that's hidden underneath.
Well, why can't you just pull down on the toilet paper a little bit and rip that off, and then go with the stuff that's covered? This is a contradiction. I was very intrigued to read it because I'll never sit on a public toilet seat without a nest on the seat.
I will never sit on a public toilet seat. I will hold it, or I will run home, no matter where I'm at. What part of St. Louis?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Well, here he wanted to hear the Benghazi.
But explain that to me. I hate you. I just hate you. Do your Benghazi thing.
How in the heck can I explain something to you about microbes that are floating around due to a hand dryer that are going to stick to some type of paper towel that's not going to stick to the toilet paper when I have no clue? I don't have the answer.
Okay, but you put the post up.
I did.
So there's a contradiction in this. And I just had to point it out.
I like to post things that we talk about that are, relative to our conversations. So
I play your Benghazi thing, and then I got to go home.
Okay, well, go to bed.
Attacks in Benghazi, Republicans wanted to get to the bottom of what happened there. In the immediate aftermath of that, Republicans began investigations. There were several investigations on Capitol Hill led by the House Oversight Committee, Daryl Issa, the chairman of the committee.
Our ambassador and three other individuals are dead, and people are in the hospital recovering because it only took moments to breach that facility.
So the biggest challenge is they were trying to get support. Have you seen 13 Hours yet, the Benghazi case?
I have.
Believe it or not, it's not a documentary. It's not a documentary. Let's get that out there.
So it's a drama.
It's a drama.
It's a story.
It's a story about what happened and how they were trying
and
to get support.
And how do they paint Hillary in this thing?
I think they only mentioned the Secretary of State. I don't think they'd ever mentioned her name, but they tried to get a hold of her, to get support to get more ground support, get more people to come in to help battle what was happening to the attack on onto the Benghazi. But the biggest challenge that she had is the next day after this happened, she blamed it on the 9/11 video that surfaced from California of what have you, instead of calling it a terrorist attack.
Right.
So she flat out lied to the individuals who were killed over there.
Right. Because there is an email where she tells her daughter, Chelsea, that
it's a terrorist attack.
It's a terrorist attack.
But it's been deleted.
Of course.
Right.
Of course. But she turned over all her emails.
Well, no. She just actually today, you can see there's 13,000 other emails that were allegedly found. So now this whole Benghazi and everything else is going to start trickling down.
How sweet would it be, MVR, if all this stuff comes out and she actually can't beat it and she is held to account? And she is sanctioned, and she has to drop out of the race. I mean, how sweet would that be?
I don't – well, not as sweet as the Gia's pizza sauce. Not as sweet as that.
Okay.
But that would only lead us to believe the only other option would be the DT.
Well, no. There would be another Democrat would have the nomination. Biden, whoever it would be.
Have to go to Bernie.
Well, that would be
logical.
That would be a possibility.
So now we're going to have a socialist. Now we have a socialistic society.
Yeah, but Bernie would win.
And that's what's happened with the whole.
And I want no part of him either.
The whole Brexit move.
But at least he has integrity.
But the whole Brexit move. They're all like, oh my God, I can't believe this passed 52-48. Now what's going to happen? We promised this $550 trillion. To the farmers in agriculture, to the government, to the hospitals, to the social. I mean, it's just crazy. It's a socialistic society, and all this money, when you really look at it, it's been promised to so many different organizations. It's never going to happen.
Right.
Never going to happen.
Right.
So good luck on that.
Good luck in Brussels.
And 2 years. 2 years.
I know. 2 years.
It takes 2 years to get out of that. But now you can go. And you can look at who else allegedly is looking at it, from the Netherlands to Italy. Who else wants to
– Spain.
Who else wants to
Portugal.
Maybe get out of
yeah, why
this
not?
Whole EU? That's going to be interesting over the next couple of years.
It'll align. It'll align right. It'll clean itself up.
But it always does. We'll be dead by that time, but it's okay.
I know.
All right.
We're out of here. Thanks for listening. Appreciate all the texts. Congratulations to Tom on the pizza. Thank you to – Brandon
Burris.
Sorry, Brandon. And we'll be back tomorrow. Try to do this thing all over again. Thanks for listening.
My lonely head. I've got an old coat for a pillow in the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run. A six-gun lover. A gamble in the wind. We'll be right back.
to steal or have to win. Well, they tell me.